I'm a director in a local public health agency. I'm also a Robert Wood Johnson Fellow, and you're going to hear where that enters into the equation in just a minute, but it is a piece of this. So, cost model for local public health. The objectives I have, we're going to talk a little bit about what it took to create this partnership that really did work, and it is a working partnership. I'll spend time talking about what the elements are of the cost model we put together in Minnesota around public health. And then I'll spend some time talking about how do we determine the gap. This is my 30th year in public health. It's the first time ever I can tell you that I know the funding gap for services. I work for the government and I can actually articulate what we need for funding. And I'll share that with you. So you'll actually see our model by the time you walk out of this room. You will know how much we need annually to provide local public health services in the state of Minnesota. Stay tuned. Here's the project aim. You know, really the question was how much money is necessary to deliver basic local governmental public health services that are part of the public health framework required by the Minnesota state law. Lots in there. But the bottom line is, what would it really cost? And the intent was to create a tool for folks like me. I'm a director. We could use that tool to help inform us about budget decisions and also help inform what we need more money. We often say that, and the policymakers say, well, how much? So it really, this is a hands-on practical tool. That really was the intent, and I do think we've got it. First, a little background on Minnesota. In Minnesota, we have a decentralized system of 53 locally governed community health boards. My friend Vanna is out there to keep me honest during this discussion. She's one of my colleagues in Minnesota. Community health boards have expenditure data. Every March, we send that data to the Department of Health. We enter it into a database called this Planning and Performance Measurement Reporting System, PPMRS. Say that 10 times fast and I'll give you a prize. So we send expenditure data. The data we send to the health department every year is organized in how we report it by areas of public health responsibility. There are six of those. This is the background. Here are the six areas of public health responsibility. Every year, I report my budget in these areas. They'll look familiar, not unlike the 10 essential local activities. In addition to these six areas of responsibility, there's activities under each one. Okay, it really breaks it down. If you want to know those, I brought a handout, so really they describe well. But we know those. We know how to report our budgets. Infectious disease, for example, prevent the spread of infectious disease. One of the activities is we work with our medical providers to assure that they're doing surveillance and they're up on the latest reporting requirements. There's six or seven in activities within prevent the spread of infectious disease. But this is our framework. Okay, in 2003, our legislature said we're going to create a new framework for public health. These areas of responsibility came from that. Okay, so that's how we organize and that's how we report in our budgets. Switch gears now and talk about who was involved in this project. I shared that I'm a Robert Wood Johnson Executive Nurse Fellow. That means I had to have a fellowship project. And this has been my project. But truly, this is my 30th year. I've worked at the local level for about 23 of those years. I worked at the state health department as the Title V director. So I've had a mix of local and state experience, and I'll talk about why that's an element here. But basically, when we began this project, I identified executive sponsors. One of the sponsors was the Assistant Commissioner of Health at the Minnesota Department of Health. Another sponsor was a local county commissioner, that's an elected official. We all have boards that are elected officials. We had a finance team, this is where the research arm comes in here. I put out an RFP because I don't pretend to think that cost and finance structures are my expertise. And our University of Minnesota School of Public Health, Bill Riley was our leader for our finance team. Supporters, we have a variety of supporters. This project came about because one of my little friends invited me to a meeting on Halloween Day in 2007. And my friend Sue said, Jill, you got to come to this meeting. It's with Washington State. You got to come. Anybody here from Washington State? our colleagues in Washington State, I have great thanks for them. They've actually developed a cost model, and Minnesota said, tell us about your cost model. And around in this meeting were the State Health Department, our health plan showed up, our Council of Health plans came, and that was also clinic systems. Local public health is there, we heard about the model. By the end of the meeting, those of us in Minnesota were going, we really do need to do this work. We had several state reports saying you need to articulate your costs, you need to tell us what support you need financially. And sitting in the room was UCARE, it's one of our health plans, and they said, well, if someone will do this, we'll provide foundation money to help do this. And I had sent in my Robert Wood Johnson Fellowship project already, and they all looked at me and said, say, you're looking for a project, aren't you? And I said, you know what, we need to do this. So long and short of it is we jumped on this as a Robert Wood Johnson Fellowship, but more importantly, UCARE on the spot said, we will give you $50,000 in support of this project if you will lead it and do it. So I'm a roll up your sleeves and do it gal, and that's exactly what we did. So on we went. Here's our elements then, switching gears from the people to what are the elements of our cost model. The U of M first did an expenditure analysis of that PPMRS system. They looked at spending per capita, sources of funding and fees. The cost model you're going to see includes all sources, so it's federal, state, and local sources, expenditure data. They looked at staffing patterns, and they also looked at activities performed. And that PPMRS, yes, I report my budget, but I also have to report activities and some outputs. It's all in the same system. The second piece they did then was they also worked and developed a gaps analysis. Here was the tricky part. It was easy to pull the data from the existing system of what's being spent, but how are we going to identify a gap? That was a key piece. I'll explain that more in just a bit. And then obviously we needed to identify going forward. You had the current expenditures plus the gap, and what did you need to keep going forward? Here's what the expenditure analysis results told us. Local public health expenditures in 2007, we were about $302 million in 2007. The average spending by local public health was about $60.31 per capita. So 60 bucks a head, local public health in 2007, Minnesota. But not a surprise to any of us, we found a great funding variation by area of responsibility. That isn't surprising either, from about $2.40 per capita for emergency preparedness, all the way up to $27 for assuring the quality and accessibility of health services. So pretty big gap. I'll also share with you for the first time ever, and I spent this summer going around to talk to my local colleagues, we also looked at how much per capita each county was spending. So remember those 53 community health boards? I don't think there's 53 of us here. But for the first time ever, you all know what you're all spending per capita, okay? It gets us a little bit uncomfortable, but it's the facts and it's the truth. And that range went from, we have one county that's spending about $12 per capita, to another county, same set of services, $194, 12 to 194.
You just answered it, the variation is local variation, not total, but that could be relative to the need as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Right on, yeah. Yeah?
I wasn't sure if we should save our questions to the end, so I can have you do that.
Yeah, hang on to it for the end. That's great. I know there's lots of questions. Here's the gaps analysis. We'll dive into how do we get this gap. And I can tell you, this was the hardest piece, but it was the most exciting, and the researchers are still humming about it. Six local public health directors agreed to jump on board and be interviewed by the finance team about what are the gaps in your funding. Okay, what are you missing? Where are you missing support financially? We also had a Delphi panel. We had a two-day workshop. I called up folks I knew, about 14 people. They were state and local folks. They were politicians. And they were also folks who had done a lot of research in cost analysis. And the Delphi panel came up with their own gap, what they thought the gap in funding was. So you had the local directors doing their what they thought. You had a Delphi panel of a group of folks saying what they thought the gap was. And then we did a nominal group technique with that same 14. And we looked at outcomes, and we looked at how much 87 different counties were spending for that outcome. and we determined what the ideal funding would be for that area of responsibility based on the nominal group activities we did. All three methods turned out within 5 to 10%, were about 5 to 10% different, meaning all three ways of doing the gap turned out about the same. And Bill Riley is the person, if you want real details on how to do this, he is really worked. And here you can see the answer. For an additional $32.4 million, we could deliver all services in local public health in the state of Minnesota. I know this is a lot to absorb, but this is the real deal. And I have a copy of this slide. If you want this, come up and see me afterwards. I can give this so you can take it home. It's a little bit hard to see. Here's the model. The left are the FAR column. You can see the six areas of responsibility. The next column is the dollars per person. That's a county mean. That's what we were spending. This is 2007. The next column, that percent change based on the estimate. What is the change percent of funding necessary? Then you just do your math. Current resources plus the resources needed ends you with a new dollar ongoing. And the bottom line and the trivia question for you all today is, the model would suggest that it takes $334.8 million annually to do local public health in the state of Minnesota based on this model. And last but not least, what the cost model, of course, with all of our efforts, there's also what it is and what it is not. Okay? It definitely is a story of PPRMS data. It's only as good as the data in the system, in the database. It includes all expenditure sources, local, state, and federal. It's a per capita model, and it represents a beginning. I expect lots of holes to be poked in this, a lot of critical thinking. This is a first effort, and it's great. It is a start, and it's been a fabulous start. Important, however, to remember what it is not. This is not a complete picture of public health in Minnesota. It does not include any of the expenditures at our state level. Okay, and our state level, we have a very close partnership in the state of Minnesota, work hand in glove with them. So it's not any of those. This is local public health. It doesn't also adjust for population risk factors. Remember the Delphi group where we're looking at outcomes and expenditures per county? Well, you can have counties who have very high risk folks in their counties that they're serving, so that would impact their cost. This model doesn't adjust for that. It is clearly a limitation. We know that. Okay, and last but not least, it's a snapshot, not a predictor, but it's a great snapshot. I can tell you I used this with my local board about 3 weeks ago, actually tomorrow, who often will say, well, you know, Jill, we'd like you to kind of decrease some funding in that healthy communities, healthy behaviors area. And it's the first time I can tell you I can look back to the model and say, all right, what are we spending? What's Chisago County spending in that area to know, are we higher than the mean or lower than the mean? And also know where I fit with some of the other counties. So it's a piece that helps inform about budget decisions. And indeed, our local directors are using it. And here's our contact information. I'm the project person. Carrie Guida at our state health department knows PPRMS probably in her sleep. She's full of data. And then, of course, Bill Riley at the U is continuing to do work on this. Bill is an excellent resource for you, for the research in the details of the model. So, that's it. Thank you.